Santee, Clarence. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 4, 1905. Elder Clarence Santee. Dear brother, we have received your letter and are glad to hear from you. We feel a deep interest in yourself and in your wife and children. We are glad that you are health reformers, and we trust that the Lord will preserve you from any suffering on account of the change you have made in climate. Teach your children what things they should avoid in order to preserve the health. The preservation of life and health is largely dependent upon an intelligent knowledge of what foods are best suited to our needs. We are now wrestling with the debt on the Fernando College. If our people will take hold earnestly in the sale of object lessons, a great deal may be accomplished. The plans for supporting this school in the past were not wisely laid. I hope that no one will endeavor to go over the same ground again and make similar mistakes. The Lord is gracious, of tender compassion, and of pitying love. He understands our weakness, and He will respond to our sincere prayers. As individuals and as churches, we often forget to walk in the humility of Christ. He was the Prince of Life, the Creator of the world, yet He deigned to take upon Himself the nature of weak, erring man. Those who are imbued with the Spirit of Christ will learn from Him to be meek and lowly in heart. No one who seeks the Lord with the whole heart will be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I desire to uplift my Savior before church members and before unbelievers. I desire that you and all our ministers shall bring to the foundation stone the pure Bible doctrine in living faith in Christ. But few, even among church members, understand the true simplicity of faith. I have had my mind drawn recently to the subject of our Sabbath meetings. The work of the Sabbath school needs to be elevated. The leader appointed to conduct the church service should study and learn how to interest others. On this one day in the week, all who love God and are striving to keep His commandments should be given an opportunity to bear their testimony. Do not plan to have a discourse that shall occupy all the time, while those who assemble are given no opportunity to confess Christ. Our brethren would receive a blessing in dispensing with or deferring one meal of the day, if necessary, in order that an hour or more might be devoted to testimony meeting. We used often to make the Sabbath a day of fasting and prayer, and we were greatly blessed in our worship. The Sabbath day should be spent to the glory of God. Let everyone take time to humble his heart before God and clear away all the rubbish from the soul temple. If bitter feelings have been cherished or there are wrongs to be confessed, let every barrier be removed. Has anyone spoken evil of his brother or placed an occasion of stumbling in his brother's way? Let him realize that this is a sin to be repented of. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, and if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Philippians 2, verse 1, 2. There should be a spirit of confession to God and an acknowledgement of His blessings with thanksgiving. Our worship should be so filled with praise and thanksgiving that the angels of heaven will rejoice with us. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, verse 1, 2. The Word of God contains food for mind and soul. The appetite for reading the novels or the trashy reading to be found in many of the magazines that are flooding the world will cause a dwarfage of spiritual growth. An unhealthful appetite is created, and very feeble will be the desire for the sincere milk of the Word. We desire to encourage all to be sensible and give up the reading of all that is unprofitable and to become interested in the Word of God, which teaches young and old how to set an example of righteousness. Eat ye that which is good and instructive, that your souls may have a healthful growth. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Verses 2, 3. Let everyone closely examine his own heart. There is cause for alarm if there is not a wholesome appetite for the Word that shows us the way of life. Let us rejoice that we have the great privilege of receiving the Word of God. Let us follow on in the path of holiness and truth.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Psalm 34, verse 1-8. If so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. 1 Peter 2, verse 3. How may we taste? By humbling our souls before God and seeking him with all our hearts. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Verses 4, 5. With the privileges that are offered us, why are we so indifferent and so unpronounced in our faith? These are no idle tales. Let us study and practice the Word of God. Let us change our lukewarm condition to one of earnest activity. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scriptures, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but which are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Verses 6-10. Shall we not cease our fault-finding and our complaining, and draw nigh to him who is the light of the world, that we may reflect his glory in our manner of speech and action? Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Verses 11, 12. This is our duty, as enjoined by the great Apostle Peter. These precious duties are for every soul through Jesus Christ. No one will have any excuse for coming short in the Christian life. Our duty is revealed in the Word. we are to respect those who are to minister the word of God. Let us make their hearts glad by showing that we receive the word into good and honest hearts. As we receive the word of God, we are to obey it, and in turn, we are to minister to others, teaching them to observe all things that Christ has commanded. Care should be exercised to educate the young converts. They are not to be left to themselves, to be led away by false presentations, to walk in a false way. Let the watchman be constantly on guard, lest souls shall be beguiled by soft words and fair speech and sophistry. Teach faithfully all that Christ has commanded. Every one who receives Christ is to be trained to act some part in the great work to be accomplished in our world. A wonderful harvest of souls is to be gathered into the service of the Lord Jesus Christ, standing under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. Let all labor as unto the Lord. As Christ's representatives, there is need to guard carefully every word that falls from the lips. Remember the promise, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. Every disciple is to advance in the knowledge of carrying the work of soul saving on to a high level. I ask, what is being accomplished in our large restaurants to teach men and women the way of the Lord? I am instructed to say that it is a mistake to gather up our young men and young women who have talent that might be utilized in evangelistic work and call them to a work of serving tables, to a work where but feeble efforts are being put forth to warn those who are perishing in their sins in ignorance of the truth and light which should be making its way into all parts of the world. Our large commercial enterprises are gathering in intelligent young men and young women, and there is a dearth of laborers in the ministry and other lines of evangelistic work. Those who have a valuable talent of influence should not be confined to the work of restaurants as they are now conducted.
Ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. Let everyone seek to find his appointed position, that he may engage in the great, all-important work of teaching the Scriptures. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 19, 20. The workers in our restaurants are to prepare for the future immortal life. Let them acquire the power and tact to prepare spiritual food for the souls of men and women in these large cities. Watch for souls as they that must give an account. The cities are to be warned, and these young men and young women should remember that time is precious. The world is increasing in wickedness as in the days of Noah. Greater efforts should be put forth to educate the people in the principles of health reform. More cooking schools should be established, and some should labor from house to house, giving instruction in the art of cooking wholesome food. Parents and their children should learn to cook more simply than is usually done. The preparation of so many varied and complex dishes so absorbs the time and attention of many that they are disqualified to teach the truth as it is in Jesus. We must expend means in the work of soul saving. We must send more laborers to the South. We are to sleep no longer. Let us study the promises of Christ, the I wills. There is no time to lose. Let us search diligently for those who will prepare for the education in the higher school above.